Hello everyone, welcome to BT Explore, the podcast where we delve into the world of architecture and the innovative work we do at BT Architects. I'm Michael, your marketing specialist here at BT Architects, and today we have a very special guest with us, Mohammed, our talented visual designer.
Hello
Welcome.
Michael. Hello Michael, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, to kick things off, Mohammed, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners and share a bit about your role at BT Architects?
Sure, yeah. So as you all know, my name is Mohammed Darghous. I'm a visual designer at BT Architects. What we do is the marketing team and I, we work for the rebranding of our company. We do new logos, we make new presentations, we make everything that is connected to our company, to our identity. So, Michael and I work closely to see if the new logo or new visual design that we did is related to our company's name. And that's basically what we do as visual designers and the marketing team at BT Architects.
Okay. So branding is such a crucial aspect of any company. Can you tell us more about the branding strategy at BT Architects and how it reflects our values and ideals?
Yes, of course. So BT Architects, as we know by now, is one of the great architecture, engineering, and interior design companies. So what we serve and what we give is luxury, simplicity, and great design. So we can translate these aspects into the logos and the new presentations that we do. For example, as you've seen by now, we have a new logo that's the BT Architects news logo and the BT Architects blog logo. What we did is we brought something that attracts the attention of the audience, which is the yellow in our logos. But also, it's not just a center of attention for people, but it also reflects our history. Why? Because the initial logo of BT Architects had a little bit of yellow in it. So keeping this history or this basic initial aspect alive, we implemented this color into our new logos, but in a simpler way and like something that attracts people's attention to us, you know?
Okay, Mohammed, so you mentioned that we did new logos like BTX News and the BTX blogs, and also the logo of this podcast, the BTX Explore podcast.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit more about the new logos we also did as the main logo, the secondary logo, the submark, and the favicon? Can you tell me more about these?
Yeah, of course. So in branding, we always have several logos that we work on, which is the initial logo, and that's where you see it everywhere. The submark logo, which is something that is much simpler than the initial logo, but also gives the same vibe. If you want, it shows us that this is the logo of this initial logo. The secondary logo is a smaller like bit of the initial logo, and the favicon is something for the website, for any website that you use, but they all relate to one main logo. Okay, so what we did in our new logos is that we eliminated the yellow color to give, because our goal is not to attract attention. The attention is already on us now. So what we were doing is that we want to give the simplicity, but yet the luxury of our brand. So BT Architects as a name, as a company, it has its own value. So we put the name and our services underneath, and that's how simplicity gives you more. You know what I mean?
Yes. And additionally, we're also working on other logos for each of our services, especially on our newest service. It's the recommended shop items. It's a shop section in our website where we handpick items and furniture for our customers to suit their style or to suit their home and interior design in general. So make sure to check these out. So, Muhammad, how do you think these logos impact our presence on social media and on other platforms in general?
Well, actually, the logos or the visual design, not just like as logos, the entire visual design is a main aspect in like attracting people's attention. Because what people want to see is something innovative and something new, what we are doing at Beta Architects, you know what I mean? The fact that it is simple is not like something, oh, this is simple, no need for it, or something. On the contrary, simplicity is key nowadays in modern, like in modern houses, and new design styles. It's minimalistic. The interior is minimalistic, which also relates to what we are doing, because in our times now, simplicity is key.
That is
You
true.
know, because simplicity relates to comfort, relates to like serenity. So that's what attracts people nowadays. So what we did
That is true.
is we chose the simplicity key to our rebranding idea, and we implemented it into all of our logos, if you want.
Yes. That is true. The simplicity and minimalistic design is found on all our platforms and presence in general. So, Muhammad,
Exactly.
the logos and the design aren't the only aspect of branding. We also have typography. So, what can you tell me about our
Yes.
typography style at Beta Architects?
Yeah, of course. So, typography, we use a sans-serif typography, which gives a feeling of modernity, a feeling of simplicity, a feeling of luxury, if you want, because it's something straightforward. Like there's no angles, there's no crooked crooked lines in it. There's nothing in it. So it's just simple writing, simple font. So we use our sans-serif fonts to implement everything that we stand for, from simplicity to modernity to luxury, is also implemented in our fonts.
Yes, I can totally agree. I like the sans serif fonts, especially the Arial. It really showcases our simplicity but modern style, and it's easy to read. Like, it's very straightforward. Yes. So, having said all that, what would you say are the overall benefits of having a strong, cohesive branding strategy for any brand, especially at Beta Architects?
Well, it's something important actually, because this is what attracts people to us, you know, and
It
it's
is
kind of a
also
sales thing.
the main.
It's Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I was saying that branding is very crucial, in my opinion, because that's how people like remember us.
Exactly.
Every brand try to make themselves memorable in the eyes and the minds of customers. And in my opinion, that's the most important thing.
Exactly. So what we're basically trying to do at Beta Architects, as visual designers, as interior designers, as engineers, architects, what we're trying to do is actually leave an impact through our designs, not just through talking, you know what I mean? Through our
Yes,
visual
exactly.
designs.
So, how do you see our brand evolving in the future? What are some insights that you can share?
I think like for now, for the time being, simplicity is very in style, and I think it will be for a long time. What we're gonna try to do is like keep our simplicity, but luxurious branding in the picture, and as the main event of our company, the main keys of our company. But like in the far future, you don't know what might change, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot that can change. But for now, I think what we're doing, yeah, of course. For now, I think what we're doing is like, I don't want to brag and say great, but it's a good step, you know what I mean?
Of course. Thank you, Muhammad, for sharing these insights into our branding strategy. Now, before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or advice for our listeners?
I only have one thought, that if you reach our social media platforms in any way, just know that there's a big team behind it, and a team that's trying to give the audience and the company a better future.
Okay, great, Muhammad. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to the third episode of BT Explore. We hope you found this discussion on branding insightful. Don't forget to follow us on social media and stay updated on all things BT Architects. Until next time.